This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned...
The only living creatures in the known universe are right here on planet Earth, as far as we can tell. But thanks to some microscopic rocks, we now have just the tiniest hint that there might possibly be some life elsewhere in our solar system. That particular elsewhere is a tiny moon, only about 500 kilometres across. It is called Enceladus, and it orbits the ringed planet Saturn. Let me describe it. It has a rocky core about 360 kilometres across, which is entirely covered by an ocean of liquid water. That's right, good old H2O, with an average depth of over 20 kilometres. On top of that is a continuous and free-floating layer of ice. It varies from about 35 kilometres thick at the equator to about 5 kilometres thick at the poles. And by the way, that ice is genuine water ice, not ice made of carbon dioxide or methane or nitrogen. Back in 2004, the NASA spacecraft Cassini, after a journey of 7 years, inserted itself into orbit around Saturn. It ran into a totally unexpected shower of fast-moving nanoparticles. But Cassini had bigger targets to examine, such as the fabulous rings of Saturn. We already knew from the Voyager spacecraft flypasts of Saturn in the early 1980s that Saturn's moon Enceladus had a strange bright surface with different types of terrain, including old plains littered with impact craters, young smooth plains, and ridges and crevasses. As the Cassini orbiter continually looped around Saturn, it made great discoveries. On Enceladus, it photographed plumes of water ice spurting out through crevasses in the thin ice at the South Pole. In fact, on one flyby, it even zipped right through an erupting plume of icy water. About one quarter of a ton of this now frozen water was jetting out every second, and at speeds around 2,000 kilometres per hour. The water carried salt, identical to the salt or sodium chloride in our oceans here on Earth, but was slightly more alkaline than our earthly oceans. The erupting ice also carried organic molecules, such as methane and carbon dioxide. Water is essential to life as we know it, but you can have water without life. So coming back to that first hint of life in the watery oceans of Enceladus, remember the rain of microscopic buckshot that Cassini ran into back in 2004 as it inserted itself into orbit around Saturn. Those particles were rock. Silicon dioxide, but very strangely, their diameters covered only a very narrow range of sizes, about 2 to 8 nanometers, and a nanometer is a billionth of a meter. The only way we know of to generate rock particles in this specific range of sizes is to have very hot water that is also alkaline gushing out through fissures in rock. We have this situation back here on Earth, on the ocean floor, along the oceanic ridge, where the Earth's crust is very thin. This oceanic ridge is about 40,000 kilometres long, and winds its way around the ocean floor like the seam on a tennis ball. The hot water comes out of the rock at temperatures of hundreds of degrees Celsius, but does not boil due to the pressure cooker effect of a few kilometres of water above it, effectively keeping the lid on it. These hot gushes are called hydrothermal vents. They were first discovered in 1979. Cold ocean water percolates into the crust, picks up minerals, is heated, and then squirted out. The oceanic ridge is mostly devoid of life, but at the occasional locations where there are hydrothermal vents, there are bizarre ecosystems of unexpected life living entirely off the energy in the hot water. They are the only life forms on Earth that do not get their energy from the sun. For example, there are giant worms, 4 meters long and as thick as your arm, but without a mouth or an anus. And yes, there are microscopic rock particles floating in the surrounding ocean, which get generated by the process of the hot water rubbing past the rock as it blasts out of the ocean floor. Let's get back to Saturn, the ringed planet. There are many rings. The so-called E-ring has Enceladus orbiting right in the middle of it. And the stuff that makes up the E-ring came out through cracks and crevasses at the south pole of Enceladus. But more importantly, it now seems possible that Enceladus has hydrothermal vents on its ocean floor because of the tiny rocks that we can now recognise as having been generated in the vents. And if Enceladus has the hydrothermal vents, it might also have life hanging around them. Although the stage is set for the possibility of life, we still have no hard data. But maybe on the tiny moon of Enceladus, the hydrothermal vents could play host to the hottest event in our history, the discovery of extraterrestrial life.
What does it mean? Why is it so?